The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says farmers in Central African Republic are in urgent need of seeds and tools. Several years of conflict and violence have disrupted agriculture and created widespread food insecurity. The FAO is making an urgent appeal for more than $6 million to help rebuild the agricultural sector. The planting season begins next month in Central African Republic. The rains have started and the soil is rich and plentiful, perfect conditions to produce a bountiful harvest. The problem is, over 440,000 people have been displaced in CAR's conflict. About half are displaced within the country, and the rest are refugees in Cameroon, Chad, and DRC. Many of them are farmers. The FAO estimates about 1.5 million people are currently food insecure in the country, a figure it says is likely to rise without immediate support. Jean-Alexander Scalia, FAO's representative in CAR, spoke from the capital, Bangui.
The main help, you know, farmers need is really seeds. We identify more than 150,000 families, households, in need of seeds.
He says many farmers have had their seeds and tools looted.
Farmers just don't have even a single seed to plant for the next cropping season. When I say seed, it means, you know, mainly groundnuts, sorghum, maize, staple foods, and hoping that they will harvest enough in November, December for the family, which is something absolutely possible.
Of the 150,000 families identified as needing immediate assistance, funding has been received for more than 86,000 of them. But the FAO says more than $6 million is needed to assist the remaining 63,000 for the upcoming planting season. Scalia says pastoralists in northern CAR also need help.
They need veterinary drugs and vaccination for their animals, and mainly cattle.
In March 2013, Seleka rebels toppled longtime president François Bozizé. Rebel leader Michel Djedodia declared himself president. From there, the situation deteriorated, with former rebels attacking mainly Christian communities. That led to revenge attacks by anti-Balaka militias. Djedodia was forced to resign, and Catherine Samba Panza became interim president in January of 2014. But insecurity and violence remain in many parts of the country, despite the presence of peacekeeping troops.
People have no hope because they have no job, no work. How we can help this population to go back, get some livelihood, get some money, will be probably the main contribution, more than anything else, to the peace process in the Central African Republic.
This year's agricultural campaign in CAR has been planned by the Food Security Cluster. It's led by the FAO and World Food Program and includes about 70 other organizations. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.